Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell onto good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, well, I'm going to start by telling some riddles. Who's good at knowing the answers to riddles? Can you tell me, what can run but never walks? What has a mouth but never talks? Has a head but never weeps? Has a bed but never sleeps? Go on, put your hand up. Someone must have heard that before. What is it? It's a river. Yes, because a river can run, but it doesn't walk. It has a mouth, but doesn't talk. Has a head, but doesn't weep. Has a bed, but doesn't sleep. Okay, next riddle. The more it dries, the wetter it becomes. What is it? Malcolm reckons. Piece of kitchen paper or a towel. Because the more it dries, the wetter it becomes. Okay, last one. A man lives on floor 24 of a tower block. Every day he takes the lift down to go to work. When he comes home, he takes the lift up to floor 20, but walks the rest of the way to floor 24. But when it's raining, he takes the lift straight to floor 24. Why does he do this? We think we might got an answer down here. He's too small. So he can always push the zero button, but he can't reach 24. But why on a wet day he brings his umbrella and he can prod 24? You're all wondering, why am I talking about riddles? Well, Jesus is a bit like that in our story, didn't he? He tells a story about a man going out to sow the seed. And then what did he say? Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. So I tell you a riddle, and you're kind of thinking, what's this all about? Maybe you're thinking, where's this talk going this morning? What is this all about? But Jesus does that. He's trying to hook you in and say, do you want to listen? Do you want to hear what I've got to say? In other words, I think like a sieve. What does he use a sieve for? Do you know what you use a sieve for? If you was out in the garden, and I put a whole bunch of sort of soil and things in here, the soil would hopefully come through and all the leaves and the twigs would get left in the top. In other words, it sieves out the good stuff from the bad stuff. And actually, Jesus says that's what parables slightly do. He tells a parable to work out who wants to listen and who doesn't. That's why he tells the story, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the answer is, who's going to listen? Which is why our whole thinking this morning is, do we want to listen to what Jesus says? Or do we not? So, let's have a think about this story. Now, for those of you who are here back last summer, we started looking at Mark's gospel. And Jesus begins his ministry. And his first thing he does is he turns to people and he says, repent, believe, and follow me. And that's what people do. They say sorry for living for themselves, and they turn and they follow God, and they follow Jesus and become one of his disciples. And it's got a bit crazy. Do you know what? We hear at one point, whole towns were coming to follow Jesus. At one time, Jesus was in a house, And they were so crowded round the door, you couldn't get in, so they had to go on the roof. In chapter 3 of Mark's Gospel, we're told that people heard all that Jesus was doing, and people came from Judea and Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan, and Tyre and Sidon. In other words, people from all over that area have come to find out about Jesus. He's getting very popular. But not everybody liked Jesus. The Herodians and the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, they'd started to plot to get rid of him. And his family, some of his family, thought that Jesus was out of his mind. Do you know what? Some of the religious leaders even thought he was possessed by Satan. So it's quite an interesting reaction. Some people are loving Jesus and they're following him, becoming disciples. Others think he's mad or bad or should be got rid of. So lots of interesting reactions. And then Jesus tells this story. Now, who here knows about gardening and plants? A few people do. Some people are very good at gardening. Some people like doing it. Some of us are not so good. Okay? But what we do is Jesus tells a story about gardening. Now, I thought I'd have a go here at trying to recreate the parable. So here is my tray. And you can see inside it, I've got three different soils. Maybe I'll just hold it to people at the back. You can see over here, I've got what I'm going to call the thorns. They're the holly leaves I found in my garden. And if I planted a seed in there, I don't think it'd grow. Can we see that? There we go. In the middle is the stony ground. I don't think any seeds would grow in there either. And over on the hand here is some nice new compost. So I think generally, if you plant it on this side, so my right, so now facing going down the church, that is where the seed is like to grow. So if we were to do some seed throwing from here, we've got four different places it could land. Oh, why not? Yeah, good idea. Look at this. We go there. Perfect. Now, if I was to set up a seed throwing over here, I should tell you what, why don't we have a go at doing it? Got here some seeds. Would anyone like to have a go and see if they can throw and land it in the good soil? Barney would like to have a go. Seth, come on, guys, come and have a go. Anyone else wants you? Joey? Right, why don't you come and just stand? You can see the nice little line there. And if I give you one of these, your aim is to try and get this to land in the good soil. Okay? There's one for you as well. Hold on, wait a second. Ooh! Well done. Congratulations. Okay. Yeah, well done. Joey, do you want to have a go as well? Oh, never mind. But you see, that was really helpful because what we've seen is this is exactly what Jesus said. The farmer goes to sow his seed. Some lands in the good soil, bit like these two, and they've got a chance of growing. Some land on the path, which is if it landed all round here. Other lands in the thorns, that's here. And some lands in the shallow ground that's a bit stony. Okay? So they're the four different soils that you could say we've got, or four different surfaces the seed could land in. And Jesus says that as he goes out to sow, you get different reactions. What happens to the ones that land on the path? Can anyone remember what happened to the seeds that landed on the path? Yes, someone's going to eat them. Can you remember what came down to eat the birds? That was it. Do you remember the birds came down? So if my seeds had landed here, you can imagine the birds. Okay? Some of the seeds landed here in this bit. And it might have grown for a bit because you only need a little bit of soil and a little bit of water to start growing. But then when the sun comes out, the plant would die. Then you've got the ones growing in the thorns. They might grow. It's very hard to produce fruit if you're caught up in the thorns. But some might land in the good soil. And you can imagine with a bit of water, a bit of sunlight, they might grow. And Jesus said some of the things that grow here could get like 30-fold harvest, 60-fold harvest, 100-fold harvest. That's like a huge, huge harvest. But what is Jesus talking about? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So I'm going to invite Tony now to come up to the front. And he's going to read the second half of our Bible reading, where Jesus takes those who have bothered to listen and tells them what this is all about. So I want you to listen carefully to the next bit of our Bible reading. If you've got a Bible and want to follow along, we're on page 1005, and we're going to read, it says verse 1, we'll start from 13, pick up this explanation. What is this all about?
So we're reading from Mark chapter 4, and it's starting on page 1005, verse 13. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Tony, thank you very much. So, Jesus says, "He who has ear to hear, let him hear." Some people then listen. So they're the people who have gone, yes, I want to find out more. That's why he speaks in parables. He's just explained it because he wants to find out who's really interested. And then he explains what it's all about. Now, can anyone tell me, what does Jesus say the seed is in the passage? What is the seed? Have a look. Can anyone tell me, what is the seed in the passage? Oh, Seth thinks he might know. The Word of God. In other words, the Bible. A bit like the words of God. This is where God speaks. This is like God's Word. So this sounds a bit weird. This passage is a bit like sowing Bibles. It's like you're going out and sowing the words of God, God's voice being heard, and it's going out, and you get four different reactions, don't we? And that's what the different soils are about. So let's think about the seed that landed on the path. What did these people do? Well, have a look, verse 19. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. In other words, some people, they hear about Jesus, they hear God's words to them, and what do? Want to have nothing to do with it. Actually, Satan takes it away, so they never even listen. Some people will not be interested in hearing what Jesus has got to say. Some people will not want to hear God's voice. And Jesus is very honest. He started to explain, that's why some people, when Jesus was teaching, weren't interested in what Jesus had to say. They're too busy making a plot to kill him. And the passage is saying, don't be like them. So, some people never listen. Now, I want us to now think about the ones that land here in the rocky ground. Verse 20. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So these are the people who hear about Jesus. They hear God's voice. How do they start? They start off really positively. They're like, yes, I want to follow Jesus. I want to get baptized. I want to get confirmed. I want to get my children baptized. And they all start really, really, really enthusiastic. But then what happens? They last only a short time. And when trouble or persecution comes, they fall away. In other words, these are people who, when it gets a bit hard following Jesus, when sometimes not everyone's always nice to us, and you realize actually there's a cost to following Jesus and being one of his disciples, well, these are the people who then give up. If you're here today and you're new to Christian things, please, please, don't be like those who hear it with joy and then give up a few months later. Some of you will know that story. There'll be those. I've got a friend who I was at university with. She came to faith in our first year, and she was really getting involved in church. She was serving on the children's work. Then her parents were not very happy. She got a bit enthusiastic. And then one or two other things happened. And then next thing we know is she didn't go to church anymore. Started off so enthusiastically and fell away when it became hard. And Jesus says, sadly, that will be the case for some. Let that not be you. Okay, some will only listen for a while. What about the ones that land in the thorns? Verse 22, if you're following. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, or the desire for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. So these plants continue to grow, but it's not very fruitful. It doesn't produce a harvest. And that's, why is that? They've got the worries of this life. Do you know what? Life is full of worries, isn't it? I don't know about you. I know some of your stories. Life can be really, really hard at times. But the problem is sometimes we get so worried about life, we forget about the God who can help us with the worries of life. Do you know what? The God who wants to hear our prayer, who we can talk to, who can help us. But actually, we get so worried, we stop listening to him, and we become unfruitful. Or the deceitfulness of wealth. Sadly, money can be something that we can treasure more than Jesus. And actually, we don't want to hear God because actually we're too busy trying to make money. Maybe the temptation comes for that new job. Oh, you're going to miss church most weeks, but hey, I'm going to get some more money. Beware of the deceitfulness of wealth. Or the desires for other things in life. Sometimes family, sometimes holidays, sometimes having the latest stuff can become more important to us than Jesus. And the result is we stop listening to him, and the word bears no fruit. So they're all bad ways to do it. So let's not be those who just say, I'm not listening. Let's not be those who start off well, but when it gets hard, give up. Let's not be those who just get distracted by life. Instead, we want to bear fruit. Have a look at verse 20. Others, like the seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. These are people whose hearts are wanting to hear God speak. And they produce a harvest, 30, 60, 100 times. You know what? 100 times, that's a crazy harvest. So in other words, some people become incredibly fruitful for God. They hear what God's saying and they live it. We don't get told the detail here. I think it's just a life lived well for God. Wouldn't it be great if we were those who hear God and live for him? It's the first Sunday of a new year. And as I was thinking about this passage, I thought, what a good way to begin the year. Are we going to be those who have ears to hear? Are we wanting to hear God this year? Do you want to encounter and hear the voice of the living God? The Bible says that as we read it, the Spirit comes and it speaks into our lives. We can meet with and hear God. Do you want to meet and hear God this year? On a Sunday, in a midweek group, on your own? The Bible says that as we read the Bible, we hear God's voice. Are we those who are willing to listen to God this year and bear fruit for him? As we hear him, he stirs our hearts, transforms and changes us to make us fruitful for him. So shall I pray as we go from here? There might be a church that listens to God and bears a harvest for him this year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we see in Jesus' ministry these four different reactions. Father, we ask that we might be a church and individuals who hear your voice this year and bear fruit for you. Please stir our hearts. Help us not to be distracted by the worries of life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and other things that can crowd in. Help us to put deep roots. That means we can bear fruit for you, for your glory alone. Amen. Right, at this point, if any of the children would like to come and do a craft, we plant some seeds today. So there are some cups, and you can decorate the thing, and it says on here, Lord Jesus, please change my heart so that your word will grow in me. So you can colour these in, and then there's some soil and a seed to plant. And while you guys do that, so any children are welcome to come down the front and come and do that.